Morning and welcome to the September 8th and 9th, 2017 meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. You will notice that I don't look like Brad Smith or Larry Carpenter, our chair and vice chair, both of whom cannot be with us today. Vice Chair Carpenter was planning to chair the meeting. However, had a sudden health family emergency, and we all have him in our thoughts. I'm Commissioner Kim Thorburn, and will be sort of functioning with Commissioner Bob Kehoe to chair the meeting today. I need to let you know that we have a revision of the agenda. We will not be covering item number four, lands transactions. If there is anybody here to testify about that, we will certainly hear your testimony today since it was published. So with that, I'm going to ask if our commissioners have anything that they would like to let the rest of the commission know about. Well, hearing nothing, I would next like to welcome our newest commissioner, Commissioner Don McIsaac, who is attending his first meeting today, and invite him to make a few comments.
Thank you, Kim. It's great to be here in Port Angeles, the port of Our Lady of the Angels, and I appreciate the opportunity here to make some opening remarks. I'd like to thank Governor Inslee for the appointment to serve as commissioner and the governor's staff, including J.T. Austin, for helping me work through the necessities of the appointment. I appreciate their confidence that I might have something to contribute. In his appointment letter, the governor asked me to work towards growing Washington's economy and to work toward helping the Fish and Wildlife Commission operate in a transparent and efficient manner that meets the public's expectations. I will do this and other things mentioned in the appointment letter and the oath of office to the best of my ability. I'd also like to say thanks in advance to my fellow commissioners. I'm looking forward to working with all of you and working with you to try to make things better for the fish and wildlife resources of the state and those that enjoy their benefits. I do ask that my commissioner colleagues grant me some new guy time where I can ask naive questions and try to understand the huge volume of material that goes into good decision-making, and cut me maybe just a little bit of slack if I do things out of protocol because I just don't know any better. I also look forward to working with the hardworking staff of the Department of Fish and Wildlife. There's a long, proud history of the Fish and Wildlife Department and its predecessor agencies, mainly due to the talented staff that have dedicated their professional careers to the purpose of this agency. The vast majority of these people have chosen to work in this field, not for the money. They could make better money doing a lot of other things, but because they want to serve the purpose of the agency. Because it's more than just a job for the staff, I look forward to working with them to serve the statutory purposes of the commission and the agency. I hope I can contribute to conserving the valuable natural resources of this wonderful state and also providing sustainable uses of those natural resources. And by that, I mean significant recreational, commercial, tribal, cultural, multicultural, and aesthetic uses. I'm also glad to see that there is so much emphasis on a science-based approach to policy decision-making, and hope I can contribute to clarifying the strength of science as we approach decision-making. From very reliable science on one hand, based on a scientific method and a solid experimental control, to projections and modeling based on scientific assumptions with different degrees of statistical confidence, to, on the other hand, assertions that casually throw around the word science when, in fact, maybe the science is a little bit weak and uncertain, or even sometimes tainted a little bit by policy interpretations or perspectives. In general, I hope I can contribute to bringing an attitude of trying to make things better. There's a feeling among many in the state that things are not as good as they used to be for fish and wildlife populations and the opportunities for people to benefit from them. There's even some feeling of decline and decay in certain areas associated with fisheries, when I talk to some of the people who have talked to me since my appointment. Aside from the issues of substance on these matters, I hope I can contribute some ideas on the public process that could gain more public trust and confidence on all sides of an issue, that so that all sides of an issue have been properly and publicly considered prior to a decision. Lastly, in terms of helping the governor with the pledge of transparency to the public as it relates to good government, one aspect of the commission activity strikes me as a bit awkward, and that has been the committee process. And maybe I won't say too much more about that because I'm just learning about that and was actually able to sit on a wildlife committee meeting this morning that was very, very useful. But it is one that does strike me as a bit awkward when you think about having things work in the most open and transparent manner that garners the best public trust on the commission's decision-making. So thank you, Madam Chair. I look forward to working with you, my fellow commissioners, the staff, and the public towards trying to make things in this state with regard to fish and wildlife resources as good as it can be.
Thank you. Again, welcome, Don, and I think I can speak for my fellow commissioners to say that we, of course, will cut you a little slack. We all asked for that, I think. There's a huge learning curve. We all come in with some background and find that this department is diverse in its breadth, and we will certainly cut some slack and welcome you again. So the next item of business is we have the minutes of a conference called. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
I move to approve.
The minutes of the August 18th, 2017 teleconference meeting has been moved to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay.